Meanwhile, swimming paw over paw, the grizzly bear worked to keep up with the diving, sweeping frigate bird. She could see the frigate bird spiraling off to grab fish away from every pelican or gull that happened by. "I can't believe how easily the frigate bird swoops and dips," thought the grizzly bear. "He is hopeless on dry land. I had no idea he could fly so beautifully. That forked tail of his is just like a rudder, steering him through the sky." The frigate bird had led the grizzly bear far out to the sea. The grizzly bear was growing weary of water and swimming, and she was feeling hungrier with every stroke. She had not gotten even a single mouthful of fish for breakfast, and it was getting close to lunchtime. The grizzly bear stopped swimming and waved her paws in the air. In a jiffy, the frigate bird flew close enough that the grizzly bear could feel the breeze from his flapping wings. The frigate bird made a slow circle over the grizzly bear's head. "Excuse me for a moment," the grizzly bear called up to the bird. "Do you think you could snag me a fish while you are out meeting pelicans? I kind of have my paws full just staying afloat out here." The frigate bird said, "I would be happy to oblige." He flapped away until the grizzly bear could see only a tiny speck moving across the sky. But in no time at all, the frigate bird returned and dropped a fish into the grizzly bear's jaws. She gulped it down in two bites. The frigate bird delivered three more good-sized fish to the waiting grizzly bear.